Case number 10,640, Stephen B. Altman, south of Road 313, Leighton Davis Road, south of Warwick Cove Way, begin Unit 1 within Warwick Cove, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Stephen B. Altman, 17620 Paleo Way, Millsboro, Delaware.
Gentleman behind you going to testify also?
Yes.
Name and address.
Michael McDowell, address 310 Law Street, Bridgeville, Delaware, 19933.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I purchased this property last June. I retired in October. This is an existing 10 by 10 deck, which is quite small. It can accommodate a table and four chairs, basically. I'm very limited on what I can do. There is a 50-foot wetlands buffer in the back. This is a 14 townhouse condo, two blocks of seven. I'm on the far end by the property line. It's Warwick Cove on the other side. It's basically an open area with utility buildings housing the supplies for the docks, boat docks they have. I have pictures, which I can show you, of the existing deck and the property aside. I was told that there's a 15-foot side setback, which, according to my plans, I wish to extend the existing deck to make it usable, and I would need to encroach that setback by 2 feet. But I'm a little confused from the second case I heard, where the county side setback is 10 feet, and that you're allowed 3-foot encroachment of that for a deck.
That's different zoning, different situation.
Oh, okay. So I was confused. But anyway, so what I'm asking for is basically 2 feet encroachment for the deck so that I could make it, 3.8 feet on the corner to make the deck usable so that we can entertain and have family.
Okay.
I have pictures here if you wish to see the adjoining property.
Okay, you would. If you pass
2 feet
down.
Of this proposed deck is going to be cantilevered?
Yes. It'll be cantilevered.
Yes. Gentlemen, we appreciate you coming before the board before.
Oh, I also have a letter.
Instead of waiting.
I'm sorry.
I said we appreciate you coming to the board before building instead of waiting until after.
Oh, no.
Makes our decision much more difficult when you've already done it.
I would think it would be much easier. I do also have a letter from my condo association.
Okay.
That's it's a raised deck as well, the second story.
And that's why you have to have a variance. Because it is allowed to encroach 5 feet first floor.
Okay.
And as far as the zoning, that previous case was Cape Windsor, where they have 10-foot side yard setbacks. Okay. Your building restriction line is 15 feet.
Okay. Also, when Mike here applied for the variance, he was informed by the clerk that Warwick Cove, there's been quite a few variances approved in the development for this type of necessity.
And on a normal basis, MR can be 10, but this is per site plan, and they do have 15-foot side yard.
Okay.
Obviously, you've been inquired about a permit before, and that's what...
Yes, Mike did all the footwork for me. I was very appreciative.
Wish more builders would do that.
He's very conscientious.
That's good. Appreciate that. No problem. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
One other. The only concern about the wetland buffer line, that's only on the rear. That's not on the side. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, we're not doing anything to that side.
Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, he did submit a letter in favor from the Homeowners Association.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that certainly it's unique because of its the situation. I don't see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and a minimum to afford some relief to a very small deck area that exists. So I'd make a motion. We approve case number 10,640.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,640. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.